There's something about being out at sea that shifts your perspective. No inbox, no errands, just sky, water, and the quiet hum of people living their lives beside you. I didn't record this episode on the ship, and trust me, I thought about doing it, but I just didn't get a chance to, and I couldn't find the perfect place to do it. But I did bring some stories home with me. Because even on vacation, caregiving found me in conversations, in quiet moments, in things that I just observed, in unexpected connections. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Caregiver's Lounge. It's Shantae, your host. Whether you're tuning in from your living room or dreaming of ocean views, I'm so glad you're here. I recently got back from a cruise, a much needed pause. And while I didn't record the episode while on the ship, I did bring back something better. Stories. This episode is a reflection on the people I met, the moments that moved me, and the reminders that caregiving is everywhere, even on a floating city in the middle of the ocean. So hello, I am so happy to be back on leveled ground. I was on a cruise for about 6 days and it was a much needed getaway. It was fun. It was relaxing. I got plenty of sleep and I got some slot therapy while I was on the ship. And prior to me leaving, I did everything that I mentioned in another episode in preparing my father for me to be away for several days. And I made a few calls to some people in my network to say, hey, can you just, I know you're going to go see him and visit him, but can you just check on him a little bit more than usual? Because I'm not going to be as easily accessible as I usually am. And of course, they said yes, with no issue. And I was able to call him every day and check in. And of course, he's very supportive of me getting out and doing my self-care. But while I was on the ship, I saw so many things that just reminded me of this journey that I'm on with caregiving and the things that I'm sharing with you. It was so many instances of caregiving on the ship. So of course, while on the ship, I saw so many people that were wheelchair bound. Of course, I saw elderly folks. I saw people using walkers. There was couples where one of the people were taking care of the other. And of course, there were adults with their aging parents. And while on the ship, I noticed that the ship has taken a lot of measures for accessibility in many areas, but not the casino. Look, on this last ship that I was on, the casino itself was so tight, and there were several individuals that came in with their hover rounds, wheelchairs, with walkers, and the areas were so tight that you had to actually pick up chairs and move things out the way. Like I myself even moved chairs out of the way to let people get through. And I think after the first or second day of going through that, some people just gave up on it and didn't come back down. Now, there were still a few that was walking in there with their walkers and they didn't care. They said, you're going to make room for me. And we did. We would move out of the way or we would move a chair out of the way for them. And that was that. So again, they've made concessions in a lot of areas, but not that casino. It's accessible throughout most of the cruise with elevators, wide spaces, but actually getting through the food hall, the area where we get our food, dining hall, that's a little congested too. It's not too easy to navigate when you have assistive devices going through there, but they did their best. So while I was around on the cruise ship, there's a few things that stood out to me, some observations and some stories. So one I remember, and this one actually was on a cruise maybe two or three cruises ago, but this one guy was at the casino and he was having a good time and just laughing and joking and just didn't have a care in the world. And he decided to share that he takes care of his mother at home and she's been basically his world, but eventually he wants to find a mate. Now, maybe that was a pickup line. I'm not sure. He wasn't talking to me though. He was talking to someone else, but I just heard him sharing his story about caring for his mother. And he was on that cruise just to take a break. Now on this last cruise that I was on, I went to get some lunch one day. And in the area that I went to get some barbecue and the tables were full. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to have to sit with someone I don't know. So there was this couple, there was a woman and her husband was in a wheelchair and she was sitting at the table eating. And I said, hey, excuse me, can I join you at this table? There isn't any room. And they said, oh, yes, absolutely. Have a seat. And I said to them, I said, don't worry, I won't talk your head off. I promise. And I didn't. But I did just sit there eating and listening to them. What I found interesting was that it was lunchtime and she was eating and he wasn't. So I think he didn't really care for eating barbecue, or he just didn't want it at that time. But I heard them talking about when other restaurants on the ship closed, because they were trying to figure out when he could get something to eat. And what I admired and appreciated about this was he let his wife eat first, and then he was okay with going to get something to eat after she got hers. So I just thought that was really interesting to see. And it actually warmed my heart to see that. At first, I just looked at them and I was like, he doesn't look happy, but he was just waiting. He was just waiting. He told her, he said, it's okay, take your time, enjoy your food. And they just had their conversation while she was eating her food. And then after they finished, they were going to go get him something to eat. So I just thought that was pretty interesting. What I also noticed was, and it's not funny, but it was just interesting that I saw an older lady wandering around the casino. And of course, the caregiver antennas come up really quick with me. And I'm looking around like, is she okay? Does she need help? Where are her people? And why are they just letting her be down here by herself? Because my dad, while he would wander around like that, he would be okay. I still wouldn't be that far from him. Mm-mm. So I don't know what happened that night, but she was wandering around and I asked her if she was okay. And she did say she was okay. And she found an area. And I think eventually her family came and got her. But I was like, wow, you just let her wander around like this. And maybe she wanted to. I don't know. Maybe she was okay. Let me see. Something else funny happened. I know you're like, this girl is at the casino, the whole cruise. But no, but that was where the most interesting things happened, was in the casino. So I was sitting at this machine and there was this gentleman. He was sitting at the machine next to me and he was playing. And then he said, hey, I need to go to the restroom. Can you watch my machine for me? And I said, okay, I'll watch it. And he gets up. He's gone for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And as I'm playing my little machine and winning and losing at the same time, I look over and I noticed that he is basically yelling at a woman at another machine. He's like, I had my money in there and my card, and I just went to the restroom, and he's going off on her. And I looked, I was like, oh my God, he was sitting next to me. I said, excuse me, sir. I said, you were sitting over here. And he turned red. And he apologized to the lady. He came over and then he said something like, I would kiss you, but we don't do that these days with everything that's going on. I'm like, yeah, please don't kiss me because I don't know you like that. But he sat down and he was so relieved. He made some sort of mention about him having dementia or something like that. And he was drinking. And again, I'm like, what are you doing on here by yourself? But all that to say, it was interesting because he went off on that lady, and everyone that saw it looked at me and was like, I'm so glad you said something, because he was carrying on for a while and I was just into my machine. But when I looked over and I saw what was going on, and I'm like, hey, you're over here. So, that was an interesting event. I don't know who was with him or if he had someone with him or not. And like I said, he was drinking and he did mention something like, I felt like he said dementia, and I was like, you shouldn't be out here by yourself, but he was. And so the last thing I want to share with you is that this story, actually, I had a conversation, a very long drawn out conversation with the woman, and it was at the casino. I know, don't judge me, whatever. I like slots. But this lady in particular, I saw her every night. Every night that I was there. How about that? And she was so funny and just very animated. And as the night would get longer, you could see like a change in her. Like she was exhausted, but she still kept playing. And like she just didn't want to go back to her room. And finally, one day, I think maybe by two, three days into the cruise, she just starts talking to me. And I don't know what in me or in my face or in my spirit just told her to open up, but she just did. And she told me that she was on this cruise with her terminally ill husband and she has to get him ready in the morning. And I think it was very, Well, I don't think. I know it had to be major because she mentioned him having a colostomy bag and having to change that. And she just talked about how stressful it is. And he had so many, I don't want to say months to live, maybe. And she said that he wanted to come on this cruise regardless of how sick he was, because he wanted to have a good time. He wanted her to have a good time. And he said he didn't care what happened. And I took that to mean, as she described it, like he didn't care. Like if he went on the ship and it was the last thing he did, he didn't care. He just wanted to do it. And I admired her for being comfortable and telling me that stuff. But she talked about it being very difficult. She loves him, of course. And she got so close to me. She was like, oh, we should hang out. And I'm thinking, we're in like two different states. I don't know we'll ever run into each other again, maybe on a cruise ship. I'm not sure. But she really appreciated being able to sit there and share how she was feeling and what she was thinking. And she was very thankful, though, that she could do those things for her husband. She was exhausted and she just took the time to enjoy herself when she could have the moments away from him on the ship. And I guess at night, that's when he was sleeping. So that's when she would be out. She would be out until very late. And then the morning would start and she'd have her routine to get him ready, including changing things on him and making sure he was good to go. So if she's listening, her name is Lillian. And I appreciated her being able to be open and tell me that. And I just encouraged her as I could and let her know that I kind of understood what she was going through. However, I didn't have to do that level of care, but I understood being responsible for another adult. So I hope you enjoyed some of those recaps and reflections. I am now back on land and I've been thinking about those conversations and observations with different people, people in different journeys. But we're on the same thread with love, responsibility, and the quiet strength it takes to keep showing up for our loved ones. So caregiving doesn't take a vacation, but sometimes we do. And in those moments, we find reminders of why we care in the first place. So if you're listening and feeling stretched thin, I hope this episode reminds you that you're not alone. Even on a cruise ship, even in passing conversations, your story is reflected in someone else's. So to the caregivers who carry love across miles, across time zones, and even across oceans, I see you. Whether you're resting, working, grieving, or laughing over bingo cards, your story matters. And sometimes the best way to reconnect with yourself is to listen to someone else's story. So until next time, take care of yourself like you take care of everyone else. You deserve that same grace. See you later. Have you ever had a caregiving moment show up in an unexpected place, a vacation, a grocery store, a casual chat with a stranger? I'd love to hear it. Share your story with me by sending a voice note or email to caregiverslounge@icloud.com. Your experience might just be the next ripple in someone else's healing.